Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Lee Branham back on the show. Lee is one of the great members of our Brain Trust. He's been with us now for a long time, over more than 6 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and the principal of Keeping the People, the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, and I think this is the most recent one, Re-Engage. I think it's about to be re-released. He's our good friend Lee Branham. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be with you again.
Are you about to re-release Re-Engage?
Actually, I'm about to re-release The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave,
Okay. Which
was first published in 2005, and it's been updated based on new research.
Ah, okay. Well, that's good. We'll make sure I get a copy of that.
Well, absolutely.
So,
in August. Yeah.
So let's talk about one of the things that you work on a lot is that you and I have talked about quite a bit over the years is employee engagement.
Right.
And you've actually identified some things that we can pretty much, hang on the wall why people leave. You've identified a half dozen of them, haven't you?
Exactly right.
You call them drivers.
These are the drivers of employee engagement, which really address what do employees need in order to want to give their best effort every day. And this comes from looking at 2 million employee surveys and seeing
right.
the themes that came up. And the first one is they need senior leaders who care about them and who are competent and really have a clear vision of where the organization's going. The second thing they need is managers who are very clear in their expectations and give feedback and care about developing the relationship with them as managers. Thirdly, a strong teamwork, a sense of we're all in this together, and there's very little we versus they in the organization.
Mm-hmm. No fiefdoms, no us versus them kind of stuff. No,
exactly
no silos.
Well, that's very tough to do, but they minimize it. The best places to work minimize
mm-hmm.
it. And the fourth one is career. It's all about, is my job challenging? Am I learning? And do I see a place where I could go in this organization?
Mm-hmm.
That's a fundamental need that people have. The fifth fundamental need is to feel valued, which is what we talked about the last time I was on your show.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pay, but it's also, am I getting the right information, the right tools and resources? Do I get thanked and recognized? And
that's the number one reason why people leave, isn't it?
That is the number one reason, but it's one of five, and these can vary depending on the individual. You know, one of these can be more important to one person
mm-hmm.
and not as important to the next person.
Mm-hmm.
The sixth one, which I'd like to talk about a little today, is well-being, employee well-being, which is really about not being burned out, having flexibility so that you can have a life outside of work, having the right benefits, those kinds of things. Because, the latest statistics show that 77% of employees say they are burned out.
And I want to talk about that deeply in the next segment. But before we get to that point, Lee, I want to ask you, if you didn't know what condition your company was in, if you had concerns, you're not being effective, the company's not performing like it should, there's some dysfunction that you're noticing, what would be the first of those six things that you would tell someone to start? All right, before if you start here, this will find you the lowest hanging fruit. What would be the first thing?
Okay, I'll think about that.
Of the six.
Okay.
But
you asking me now?
Yeah, I'm asking you now. What would be?
I thought you said before the break.
No. What would be the first one right now?
Probably the feeling valued.
Yeah, the number five.
Yeah, number five.
Because that is what, because if there's somebody, if you've got a good employee and they're feeling this, they're feeling whatever you're feeling, they may be thinking about jumping ship, and that would be the first thing to sort of get their attention and get them to think, well, maybe I am valued here.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, we get so busy, we forget, we start taking our best performers for granted. And, mm-hmm. you know, we tend to spend more time with the performance problems and
right.
we have our heads down, getting our to-do list done,
mm-hmm.
that we fail to look up and say, hey, I saw what you did today. I really appreciate it.
So go find the people that you don't want to do without today and make
yep.
sure they know. Find a way to say out loud to their face, maybe in front of other people, I appreciate your work. Good job. Well done. That would be a first step. When we come back, we're going to talk about their well-being in more detail with our good friend Lee Branham. He's the author of Re-Engage, the co-author, I should say, of Re-Engage. 20 Tales. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And you
ain't had it. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.